Well, fires continue to threaten communities in multiple states today and likely through the weekend. But where recovery is underway, charities on the front line are pleading with corporate Australia not to go too hard out of the blocks with big cash donations, because disaster recovery experts say rebuilding could take many years and the money being offered now won't be anywhere near enough to see the process all the way through. Shortly, I'll speak with mining company boss Andrew Forrest. His Mindaroo Foundation has announced a $70 million bushfire assistance package today. But first, here's business reporter David Taylor.
From mega celebrities like Hollywood A-lister Chris Hemsworth.
Hey there guys, as you're well aware, the bushfires in Australia have caused massive devastation.
To corporate philanthropists like Andrew Forrest.
As a family and as a foundation, we'd like to step up and help you.
Well-known Australians and businesses have been falling over themselves to present hundreds of thousands and in some cases tens of millions of dollars to the bushfire recovery effort. The National Australia Bank is putting $5 million towards the recovery effort up to a three-year period, while Coles is donating $4 million and BHP $2 million. The Red Cross on the front line of the recovery effort welcomes the donations. But Acting CEO Noel Clement says few understand that ongoing funding is what's needed.
We can continue to provide support for as long as the assistance is there, quite frankly. So with the Black Saturday bushfires, we were providing support really for 10 years, and there's still some support going out to some of those communities.
He fears after this initial surge of financial support, the flow of money will turn into a trickle, especially as the bushfires fail to make the headlines.
These are marathons, not sprints. Now is the time that people are wanting to give, and that's fantastic. And the support we get from others to promote the work that we and others are doing in the field is terrific as well. As long as people realise that this is to support communities now and in the long term.
The country's peak corporate lobby group, the Business Council of Australia, has stepped up in this regard. It's announced the creation of a trust to assist the families of volunteers killed while fighting fires, both during the current disaster and into the future. And businesses including the ANZ Bank, Qantas and Wesfarmers are granting paid leave to workers who volunteer with emergency services. PwC has gone one step further by uncapping the amount of paid leave on offer. Chief People Officer Dorothy Hisgrove.
Based on who we are, I mean, we're a professional services firm, and we have a lot of skills to be able to offer the community as well. We have a lot of skills which we've already reached out to the federal government and the state governments to offer, and we're waiting for them to say how do we best partner and collaborate with them.
And she says the consultancy's initial $500,000 donation will expand as the crisis develops.
So I think over the longer term, our support for this will be not just in the immediate, but next year and the year after.
Of course, once disaster recovery organisations feel more confident about receiving ongoing funding, the next challenge is actually managing the money. The bigger the donation, the more complex this process becomes, as the Red Cross's Noel Clement explains.
It's a really tough question when the fires are still going, people are yet to rebuild. So we absolutely have that discussion internally. But at the moment, I couldn't tell you exactly how much these communities need, because the events are still happening. And as far as I understand, no one's able to do a prospective assessment of how far could these fires go and what could be the damage. So it is tricky, absolutely, that we're raising money now. Now is when people want to give. And we don't know exactly how far reaching the fires are yet going to be.
Red Cross Acting CEO Noel Clement speaking with our reporter David Taylor.